is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Hamas's top leader, Sinwar, has been killed in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threw an interpreter.
Today, evil has been hit hard, but the task at hand has yet to be completed.
Vice President Harris, speaking in Milwaukee, called Sinwar's death a turning point.
This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. And it must end such that Israel is secure.
CBS's Linda Gradstein says Sinwar's death has sparked new hopes for the release of the hostages.
Israel says that DNA tests have determined that one of three gunmen killed in a fight in southern Gaza was Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. There were no hostages in the area at the time. Families of the 101 hostages still being held in Gaza say they hope that Sinwar's killing will lead to a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of the hostages.
Sinwar was the mastermind of the October 7th attack against Israel, the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. A new report on the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump calls for a restructuring of the Secret Service. Panel member Janet Metalapano says those events in Butler, Pennsylvania must never happen again.
Without these recommended reforms, we believe another Butler can and will happen again.
The report also concludes the Secret Service has become bureaucratic and complacent. A Texas man is scheduled to be executed tonight despite claims by a group of Republican lawmakers and the lead detective that Robert Roberson is innocent. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports from the state prison in Huntsville.
He's hoping for a last-minute stay by either the U.S. Supreme Court or Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who could issue a 30-day reprieve to keep him alive. And what's really interesting is just last night, Roberson was subpoenaed to testify by a state House committee who's reconsidering the lawfulness of his conviction at a hearing next week.
Roberson was convicted in the 2002 killing of his two-year-old daughter, tied to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. Actress and dancer Mitzi Gaynor has died. You may remember her from this song.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right
Mitzi
out
Gaynor
of my hair.
Mitzi Gaynor starred in the 1958 film South Pacific. She also appeared in many other musicals. She was 93. Fans of One Direction singer Liam Payne have gathered outside the Buenos Aires hotel where he died after falling from a balcony.
I needed to be here to know this is real.
My heart stopped for a second.
It's such a loss. One Direction has been a part of me since I was like 8 years old.
This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held tomorrow. It's happening at Racine's Memorial Hall. A resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County was unanimously rejected by a county board committee this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the current idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norton said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigration relocation without proper planning. Those favoring a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County, where a 0.5% sales tax has gained initial approval. A county board committee there pushed forward their plan yesterday. Racine County leaders are exploring a similar tax, which could generate significant revenue. The Democratic presidential candidate met with students at UW-Milwaukee today. Vice President Kamala Harris was also met with a couple of dozen pro-Palestinian protesters outside the Lubar Center. After the UWM visit, it's off to rallies in La Crosse and Green Bay. And this year's Christmas celebrations in Kenosha will be held across multiple parks. That includes Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win, on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger of a wheat burning. But it'll shove us to high temperatures today in the low 60s and the upper 60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song by Jefferson Airplane with Grace Slick on vocals. It's Somebody to Love, but this was not the first time that Grace Slick recorded this song. She originally recorded it in a band called The Great Society. The song went nowhere, and when she joined Jefferson Airplane, she brought it with her, and suddenly it's a big hit. It's Somebody to Love on WRJN.
When the truth is found, we'll be right back.
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
and Timeless Hints on WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Now, Stuart, you're not a pet owner, right?
Not currently, no.
Not currently, okay. But you have been.
Certainly.
Okay. Did you dress your pet up for Halloween?
There was an attempt. At least one of the more recent animals.
There was an attempt.
Yeah, little pal didn't like that sort of thing. Yeah. He just stared at you with that pathetic little face, and no, he didn't like that sort of thing.
Some pets are into it, and some aren't. Just like people.
Are they, though? How do we know, Kurt?
Well, okay, some put up with it, and some don't. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Toleration.
Halloween is going to the dogs, the cats, the rodents, and the reptiles. According to a survey, 51% of all pet owners plan to dress their animals in something Halloween-related this Halloween.
51%. Yeah, if they'll do it, that's cute. You know, you're going trick-or-treat and bring the dog along, have it dressed up as like a superhero.
Just don't give them the chocolates.
No, of course not.
No, no Reese's peanut butter cups for you.
No, no, Scooby Spike. Snacks only.
Yeah, Scooby snacks.
Even those these days, you got to be careful.
There's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Baby, then let me be your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger,
Cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Elvis Presley, Teddy Bear, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Going to be chilly again tonight, clear with a low of 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and 67.
I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges have been filed in Manitowoc County against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Elijah was the 3-year-old boy who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference this afternoon. She says bail hearings will likely be held for Bauer and Vang tomorrow. Some unsolicited text messages about voting in Wisconsin are designed to confuse people, not help, so says Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters.
You can find the facts at myvote.wi.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County was unanimously rejected by a county board committee this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the current idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norgan said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here. There's a difference between refugees and immigrants and asylum seekers and all of that.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigration relocation without proper planning. Morrissey, with a background as a police chief and city administrator, suggested forming a task force as a more appropriate way of addressing the issue. The nursing program at Carthage College is set for a significant upgrade. They were recently approved for an over $1 million state grant to expand their lab facilities. The expansion comes in response to an almost 30% enrollment increase in the college's Bachelor of Science nursing program. The Democratic presidential candidate met with students at UW-Milwaukee today. Vice President Kamala Harris was also met with a couple of dozen pro-Palestinian protesters outside the Lubar Center. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger of a wheat burning. But it'll shove us to high temperatures today in the low 60s and the upper 60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. this'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed? met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you have a tattoo? Was it painful? Here are the seven most painful places to get a tattoo. Number one, the head. Number two, the feet. Number three, the inner wrist. Number four is the inner thigh. Number five, the fingers. Number six, the ribs. And number seven, the armpit. Who would get a tattoo on their armpit?
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me
have got something that's real. I know it's gonna
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is ketchup was once used as a medicine. Yeah, apparently in the 1830s, Dr. John Cook Bennett sold tomato ketchup as a medicine to cure diarrhea, indigestion, jaundice, and rheumatism.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby.
Down on my knees for you.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run?
WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Serene, he's got a TV.